We're doing Eov, we're up to what's called the 34th chapter, the 4th Pasuk, Lamed Dalet Dalet. And Elihu had begun by arguing with Eov, and now he's saying, let's talk about Sachar and Onesh. The fact that you say there's no payback, that God, so to speak, doesn't care what kind of life you lead, and there's no correlation between the life you lead and the way God treats you. So now that's the point he's addressing, and he's addressing the people around him, the other friends who are all older than him. And he continues and says, Mishpat nivchar alanu, let's you and I together choose a way of judging, a method with which we will be able to judge what is true. Neidea veineinu matov, and between us we'll be able to discern that which is good. I want us to analyze this fairly and only accept the truth. So let's analyze it. Ki amar Iyov tzadakti. For Iyov has declared that he is righteous. He is the one that's in the right. Ve'el hesil mishpati. And Iyov made the claim that God removed from me what I'm entitled to. I don't deserve this suffering. And God is unfair. Al mishpati achazev. Eov saying it's not only that God isn't giving me what I deserve, but he's also afflicting me. I don't deserve that. I deserve good. It's not only the good that I deserve that he's not giving me, but he's also giving me bad. Eov says, I say that my justice is a lie, so to speak. The al mishpati, over my ruling, achazev, I say it's a lie. Anush chitzi vili fasha. Rashi learns al mishpati achazev means just because I seek justice, they say I'm a liar. But okay, either way is fine. Rashi doesn't need my agreement, obviously. Anush chitzi vili fasha. I am being punished, so to speak. There are arrows being shot at me, and I've done nothing wrong to deserve it. It's not enough that I don't get what I do deserve. I don't get the good I deserve, Eov claimed, but I'm even getting punished. Mi gevir keiyov. Has there ever been a man like Job? Has there ever been a man like him who's spoken so much? Yishte la'ag kamayim. That just like a person drinks as much as he can when it comes to water. Usually you come to a river, you drink as much as you want. So too Eov, so to speak, has drank scorn. Eov has spoken with such scorn towards heaven. It's like a person who drinks water, and water is free. You know, you go to the river, you drink as much as you want. So too Eov has been speaking freely, like there's no limit. Ve'arach lechevra im po'alei avin. And he went, so to speak, like the path that he went on. He's joined those that are sinners, v'lalechet iman sheresha, and he has gone with people who are wicked. The path that he's gone down, ki amar lo yiskon gaver. Eov said, there is no point in a person's trying to go on God's path. A person won't have any benefit from it. Lo yiskon gavel. The man will have no benefit from leading a pious life. Biltzoto im Elohim. When man, so to speak, appeases God. Ki amal, for Eov has claimed, lo yiskon gavel. Man has no benefit. Biltzoto im Elohim. When he makes peace, when he appeases God by going in God's ways. Lachein. Therefore, says Elihu, Anshei levav shimuli, men of heart, men of wisdom, listen to me. Chalila la'el meiresha v'shadai me'avel. Chalila, so to speak, God forbid that God would do something wicked, would withhold the wages that one deserves. God forbid that Shakai, Hashem who runs the world, controls the world, would not give what a person deserves. God forbid that God would do avel, would do something that's unfair. Kifal adam yishalem loho, because God pays back a person in accordance with the life he's led. Uchi'orachish yamtzienu, and he pays a person in accordance with the type of life that he's led. God makes it yamtzienu, he makes available to a person, he puts in a person's path in accordance with the life he's led. Af omnam el lo yarshiyam. The truth is that God doesn't do anything that's wicked. God doesn't give a person the suffering or the thing we would accept a wicked person we would expect a wicked person would get if he doesn't deserve it. Vishadai lo yavet mishpat, nor does God twist the judgment. When God makes judgment, he gives everyone what he deserves. Ki fakad alav, mi fakad alav aharza. Who commanded God to create earth? Umisam tevel kula. Or who other than God created everything around here? Obviously, God did it of his own volition. So if everything comes from God, then im yasim elav libo, if God wanted to, if he'd give his heart to it, so to speak, to the idea of creating everything and then ruining everything, he could. Rucho v'nishmato elav yesof. In 1 second, God could take one's life. Meaning, if God wanted to, in 1 second he can make the whole world become a vacuum. There'd be nothing here. So God gave life to this world, and at any moment God could take back life from this world. Yigva kol basar yachad. And if he did that, then all creatures would die in a moment. Ve'adam al afar yashuv, and all of humanity would also find themselves back to the dust. So he's saying, you know, if God wasn't just, then he doesn't need to answer up to anyone. He could just destroy the world. He could do whatever he wanted. Why would God give so many afflictions if it wasn't about justice? If God wanted to wipe you out, he could do it in 1 second. He could wipe out the whole planet in 1 second. So obviously, being that no one could stand up to God, there is a plan here. Meaning there's no withholding God from doing anything. And God saw fit to create this world and put you on this world. Now, if God's point now is that he doesn't want you, he could get rid of you. Why would God leave you here and afflict you? No one's holding him back. He could make the world vanish in a moment. And if you have understanding, then listen here and listen to what I have to say. And we'll pick up here, Bezlachem, next time. He's in the middle of a thought. We're in the middle.